This is really a story about null hypothesis significance testing. Let's infuse the jargon of null hypothesis significance testing onto what we did. All the flips of that special team coin is the target population. We want to know whether that's a population that lands 50% heads, 50% tails. That's the population we're hoping to represent. There are two possibilities. Either the coin is fair or unfair. The initial assumption that the coin is fair is called the null hypothesis. That's a zero, not the letter O. The null hypothesis is the null of not. Usually the null of not interesting. The 12 flips of that special team coin are the data sample. The number of heads out of 12 is a summary statistic. This is the pattern. We have data. From the data, we calculate a summary statistic. T's, F's, chi-squares, R's, those are all summary statistics. And they're referred that way on the homework. You got to remember, the summary statistic is the first thing we calculate. The summary statistic allows us then to calculate the probability of that event if the null is true. If that probability is less than 0.05, we reject the initial null. If the p is greater than 0.05, we retain the initial null. And that's the active inference. Because the whole damn thing is a game of representation and inference. The purpose of the statistics is always the same. Is the relationship or the pattern of data in the sample strong enough to conclude that's the pattern of data in the population? How are we doing? And one of the things that I want to tell you now is going to show up is that sample size matters in our confidence and our accuracy. Real simple example. You get invited somewhere, you ask your three closest friends, should I go? Two say yes, one says no. Two out of three, according to Meatloaf and Meatloaf standards, two out of three ain't bad. I'm going. What if you asked 300 of your closest friends, and 200 say yes and 100 says no? That's the same two-thirds, right? But 200 out of 300 is way more believable than two out of three. Because if only one person changes their mind in the two out of three, they change their mind. And yours. This is like when we talked about how sample size does have an impact on random assignment by the number that can be in the wrong spot before it screws things up. Bigger samples are more believable even if they have the same summary statistic, because 2 out of 3 is more probable than 200 out of 300 if the null is true. How are we doing? And we'll keep coming back to that. I want you to remember that the phrase is not more is better. When we talk about increasing our sample size to increase our statistical power, the phrase is not more is better. The good phrase is more of the same is better. If I've got data on third graders and I need another 50 and I don't have any more third graders, I don't go get 20-year-olds and toss them in. More of the same is better is what we mean when we short shuck that and say more is better. Don't forget, there's two ways to be right, two ways to be wrong. Most of what we're going to do in here today, in fact, almost everything after today, is going to be about bivariate data analysis, asking, are these two variables related in the population? Remember, all hypotheses and all conclusions are about the population. The data are just what we use to make that decision. We love, revere, and appreciate our participants, but they are not the point. They are the representation. The point is the inference. So we identify the population, we determine the two possibilities in that population. Either the variables are related or the variables are not related. That's our null. Not related. Boring. Not. Null, zero. We collect data, we generate a summary statistic, we crank out a probability, and there, once again, is the magic of p less than 0.05. Where does that come from? Oh, the stories are manifold. It probably comes from old ideas about how much to risk when gambling. It turns out that an awful lot of math was built around the idea of cards and dice. eventually horses. Not enough was done with dogs. If you got a pet on horses versus dogs, go with the dogs. Do you know why? Not just them. There's simply more predictive, fewer predictive elements in a dog race than a horse race. You don't have a jockey. And less gear, and. One time we needed some money for a good reason, and we went down to Houston and the dog tracks and made a whole bunch of money with a computer program I had running on a Commodore 64, plugged into the cigarette lighter. That was my second laptop. All right, you with me on this? Representation and inference. Hypotheses and conclusions are about the population. We start with a null. We get the probability of getting these results if the null is true and decide whether to stick with the null or switch to rejecting the null. All right? Now, big chunks of that you're going to remember, but hold on to all of the details.